Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
On today's episode, we are talking about Kim Kardashian's new skincare line, which Kirby has the exclusive on, and the news that Emily Weiss is stepping down as CEO of Glossier and what is next for the brand.
We're also discussing the trend of pH-changing blush, specifically two products that we're currently obsessed with that are on our faces.
Welcome, Glamgelinos!
We hope you stay a while.
Cute. That's cute. Glamgelinos, we need your help. We are working on a summer beauty episode, and we want to take your questions so you could potentially be featured in that episode. Go ahead and send us an email at losangelespodcast@gmail.com with your question, along with your name and where you're located. Or you can contact the hotline, which is always available. And not only can you call us, but you can text us as well. The phone number is 424-341-0426. Give us a call or a text or send us an email and let us know what are your burning summer beauty questions. Also, we'd love to know what questions you may have about self-tanning and self-tanners in general.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are in June. Just like that, half the year is over.
Rabbit, rabbit. You know what I do every first of the month?
What do you do?
Charge your crystals? No. Close. I go to Astrology Zone. I literally purchase this app, and it's run by Susan Miller. And while I do think sometimes she gets a little convoluted in her readings for the month, it is the most thorough and the easiest to understand.
Interesting.
Sometimes these astrologers be going on about these planets and houses and stuff that I just don't understand. I know my top three and that's it. And I need you to give me the tea. Am I making money this month or not?
Refinery, they do like really great, straightforward astrology reviews every month. Not reviews, forecasts.
Did this astrologer predict your month correctly?
Where it's like, it doesn't go over my head so much. Like, I'm just like, is this going to be a good month for me or not? Just like I used to love, like, you know, like the horoscopes and like Cosmo. Remember those? It's just so, I loved them.
I liked them, but I didn't because I'm like, I need the tea. Give me the real good stuff.
No, but it was like one of those things where it was like selective, where it was like, if it was good, I was going to be like, this is a really good horoscope. But if it was bad, I was like, this doesn't apply to me. One thing that I learned recently was that astrology apps are the most used downloaded app among Gen Z over TikTok.
What? Like what apps? Is it like CoStar?
I was thinking it was CoStar.
I hate CoStar.
CoStar gets too deep. I had to delete it.
No, they're terrorizing you, first of all. Straight up, like terror. Any day, just a fucking notification saying your day's going to shit. You're nothing.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. That's essentially what it says to you.
Yeah.
And they have a vendetta against Capricorns. Literally every single thing they post on their Instagram. But I used to on the ones that they got Capricorn wrong. Cause I'm like, I'm using this blue check mark to start chaos. And I will comment and be like, you guys clearly have been very deeply hurt by a Capricorn because there is no reason. And also this is so inaccurate. And then I get all my little cappies behind me going, queen. Tell them. So I do not recommend CoStar. The only reason why I use CoStar is because their chart is the only one that's easy to read.
Totally. It's a good like user experience. It looks really nice. Yes. But then the messaging of it all is like very terrorizing, like you said.
If I want to be
reminded that you're like
nothing, I will call my mother. Yes. No, just kidding. My mother would never say that.
Like you would just be left to your own mental space. Like I'm good.
I can look in the mirror. Thank you.
Yeah. Like I don't need this pop up every 24 hours to remind me that like to contemplate my life. But anyways, I am going to look up which app. I'm sure it's probably CoStar.
Please let me know. I love that tidbit. That's so great.
I know. Isn't that interesting? I mean, I guess the children, they love their horoscopes. They love their tarot cards. They love, yeah, they love it all. Interesting. Okay, speaking of the youth, should I get into my what's on my face?
Yes, you should. And I've seen this literally all over social media, so I am dying to know.
I was like, why haven't we talked about that? I feel very late. I feel very late to the youthphoria game and conversation and to the BYO blush game. So I don't spend as much time on TikTok as I should, but apparently this has been all over, like you said, Kirby. Youthphoria, the youths. So this is a brand from Fiona Chan, and she developed it. The whole idea was she wanted to create makeup that you could sleep in. So I know Kirby and I, we talk about how we don't like when the worlds of skincare and makeup collide. We think it should be completely different.
Yes.
Because why is it necessary? However, I do appreciate when people try to make, you know, makeup products that have some skincare in it that's like good for your skin, but I don't need it.
It's not a selling point.
Yeah. And we could go on a whole nother tangent and spend a whole episode on like why people need to stop making SPF infused serums, like tinted foundation. Like just wear the sunscreen, wear your foundation. There's too much. There's too many of it.
Yeah, 100%.
Like there's a new product that came out. It has vitamin C in it. And then you're like, where does this go in my routine? It's a tinted vitamin C sunscreen.
Let's just be real. It's Ilia. We love Ilia. This is a miss for me.
Like so many brands are trying to do this. And I'm just like, where do you fit it in your routine? Are you really supposed to be applying like a shot glass full of this product onto your face? I'm confused by it. So anyways, bringing it back to the skincare and makeup conversation. I do love this product. And I think it's very innovative. And even like beyond the fact that it looks cool and it works really well, like it makes my cheeks look really pretty. So I'm going to demo it for Kirby. So this is the BYO blush. It is the quote unquote first of its kind color changing blush oil. And in the container, you guys have probably seen it on TikTok. It looks green, like this green liquid. So I'm applying it onto my cheek. And when I apply it onto my skin, it reacts to the pH levels in my cheek. And it turns into this like really natural peachy pink flush. Okay, I applied a lot on this cheek.
You did.
Too much. Let me do my other cheek.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. You really don't need that much.
No.
And then you just like watch it change.
It looks gorge.
It just gives you like the perfect pink flush. Like I just like jogged around the block.
Yes.
I just had an orgasm sort of thing.
Oh, okay, girl. Get it. I don't want to railroad your wife because this is your wife. But I just need to say, you and I are literally like the wavelengths are immaculate because if it was my turn to go today, I was going to talk about a pH color changing blush, but not that one.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God, which one is it?
So this is a brand that we got at our friend Marta. She's one of the co-founders of Do Skin. And she does these amazing gifting suites with all these brands. And there's a brand called Espresso. And I was like, what is the name of this brand? Because literally like on the packaging just says OH period. So you're like, what is this called? But they make a blush and it's in a pot and it's actually a gel. It's not an oil. And it's called Glassy. And they call it Blush by the Glass. And it's a pH formula that reacts to the pH of your skin, transforming into a dewy blushing tint. This is the thing for me, though, Sarah, BYO blush, right?
Yes.
They said it's first of its kind, right?
Right.
Because it's an oil.
Mm-hmm.
This website for Espresso says a revolutionary texture that reacts.
What's their texture?
It's like a gel. It's like in a little pot. And I'm also wearing it right now, and I freaking love it because it just gives you a nice glow and it reacts with your skin. But this color looks different than what you have on your face.
Yes, but also I think that the beauty of these products is that it looks different on every skin tone. It works on every skin tone, but it gives you like what your skin tone would look like if you had just this natural flush. I will say too, it looks different when I'm wearing foundation and I use it on foundation. I actually even like it even more because it's the perfect peachy rose hue where it's like, obviously, like I applied too much. You guys can't see. I applied too much on my right side of my cheek. When I get it right, it's just like perfect. Just a little bit goes a long way. So they recommend if you do, you know, use it on top of foundation to apply it to like a clean brush and then buff it out with a brush. I like to actually just use my fingers. I'm a big use my fingers as brushes, pat and buff. But I just was so blown away with the fact that this gave me like my ideal blush color. It's made with like a lot of plant-based ingredients, quote unquote. Something big for Fiona was that they never use any fossil fuels in the formulations of their products. So they're 98% bio-based ingredients. And like I said, the entire line, Youthphoria, focuses on products that you can sleep with. So skincare first. But again, even if it didn't have skincare in it, I would still use this product. It's so, so good. I really want you to get your hands on it because I want to see what it looks like on you. And I think because you obviously are into that espresso product, which I probably would be really into, I think you would like this as well. It's not cheap. It's $36. But like I said, a little goes a long way. It's got 2 fluid ounces. It's made in Korea. I think this will last me a year plus because you just have to use like a little dab. And I'm obsessed with the packaging. I think Fiona's a genius and I love what she's doing. So everyone check it out if you haven't already.
Also, I just want to note the Espresso Glassy Blush by the Glass, which honestly, I highly recommend. I've been using it nonstop. It's currently sold out on their website. I don't really know where else you can get it. It's $26. And I just want to also say, while maybe the textures and maybe the delivery system is different, this isn't a new concept.
Right.
The OG Frog Prince lipstick queen. Mm-hmm. Green lipstick, you put it on, turns pink. People were mesmerized. She has a yellow one that does the same thing. Is lipstick queen still happening? I like see them on Amazon now.
I don't think so.
Because now they're like a form of brand or something and they've done nothing.
Which is so sad. I loved that lipstick so much. Bring them back.
The founder was lovely too.
Alert us. What's going on with Lipstick Queen?
All right, let's get into some beauty news. Friends, it happened. I interviewed Kimberly Noel Kardashian. I've interviewed her before on a phoner. And I will say I am a little bummed, y'all, because I did have to interview her on the phone again with no video.
Literally every time we had like those in-person, you were always gone for some reason.
I was always gone on a trip or something. Yeah, I was never there.
I know. So this was like meant to be that you guys connected. And there will be an in-person again, I'm sure.
So the reason why I interviewed her is because, as she announced today, her skincare line is coming out this month.
Kirby got the exclusive.
Well, it's hilarious because the email that the team at Allure sent me, it had to be very highly confidential, right? So they're like, this Kirsten is launching a brand. They're in a famous family. We figured you would be the best person to do it. Skim between the lines here. I'm like, of course, when are we getting it together? And unfortunately, due to like, you know, just her life in general, like getting together in person was not going to be feasible. I was thinking it was going to be like an MGK thing. I'm going to go to her house and we're going to spend like 5 hours together. And I can really like have this colorful profile to accompany the announcement. One of these days, Kim, one of these days, I'm going to get you, girl. We're going to hang out. We're going to go get Manny's together or something. We're going to get a facial together. I was like, take me to like Lancer's office with you. Like, take me somewhere. Let's get Botox together.
Yeah.
Truly. Like, let's go get Bobo together. Because as we know, Kim does not like shy away from the fact that she does injectables. Like, she literally on the show last week, she talks about like, thank God for Botox. You know what I mean?
I'm like playing that Blondie song in my head where it's like, one day, I'm gonna be chubby.
It's Kirby's song. Me sprinting around trying to catch her. She was very professional, as we know. Sarah and I have talked about this. She was very gracious and lovely. Do I think I could have gotten a better interview had I had an hour and we've been able to see each other? Yes. But I had 15 minutes to fire off the questions that I needed to get and also minorly fangirl. So I tried to push for 20. It wasn't happening. But I will say it was funny because like KKW iPhone 13 is talking because it was via Zoom. And I'm just like, she has an iPhone 13 Pro, whatever. Great. Like, of course she does. Fun fact. She's up to date on her technology. Okay, let's get into the skincare line.
Yes.
So the thing that I think you guys who have been listening for a while may recall my sentiments about what the name of her brand was going to be, which was trademarked last year as Skin by Kim, S-K-K-N by Kim. That is the name of her brand. I'm still not loving it. I was really hoping for skim care.
So cute.
You know? And I asked her about that. I said, why not launch under, you know, Skim's umbrella? She was like, I really did think about this, but I didn't want it to be like a vertical under Skim's. Like, I want it to be something on its own. KKW Beauty is dead. Like, that's never getting revived, y'all. Like, that's not coming back. That's one thing she wanted to make clear.
RIP KK Dubs.
This is her new venture. And the skincare line is 9 products for launch. So a very thorough regimen from start to finish. Sans a sunscreen, which I have been told is in the works. But of course, testing, all of that stuff, it takes forever. So don't expect that right now. And I've been using it. At the time this will go up, I'll probably have been using it over a week because samples were extremely limited. They had to messenger them from like literally her office to my house. I had to turn in my story like 2 days after I got the product. So if you read the story on Allure,
it would have been great for you to have the samples when you interviewed her, but fine.
Exactly. It would have been very helpful for me. So you'll see that in this Allure story, I'm not really giving like a full rundown of how they affected my skin or anything because I really haven't had that opportunity yet. I'm going to circle back with you guys in a couple of weeks to let you guys know. So these, unfortunately, are my first impressions of the products. But again, I've been using them day and night for the past couple of days, okay? Do you have any questions, Sarah? Because like you haven't had access to this yet. So like what are you wanting to know?
Well, I want to know what the 9 products are.
Okay. Cleanser, Obvi. Exfoliating toner. That also includes some AHAs and witch hazel. They highlight witch hazel. So one thing I think you guys are going to figure out about this launch and this brand is Kim doesn't give a fuck what the trends are, okay? Mm-hmm. Like she's utilizing ingredients that she likes, that work for her, have proven efficacy based on all of the years of experience she's had with various dermatologists, estheticians, etc.
Did she work with Joanna Czech on this or any specific derms? Mm-mm. This was her tapping into like all of the things that she's learned over the years.
Yes. And I think she's consulted people, obviously, like she's not the one like mixing it up in the kitsch.
Yeah.
This isn't like in conjunction with Joanna right. Czech or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned Joanna Czech because we will be getting facials from Joanna with the launch in a week. And by the way, none of these products have names that are like miraculous glow, blah. It's literally like to the point, like firming face cream, C8 vitamin C serum.
Which is very Kim.
It's very Kim. Minimalist. Yes. Yeah. Very straightforward. There are 2 different oils, which, as you know, I'm not a big oil girl. I will say like they're more of like a watery consistency and they don't come with droppers. So when you pump them out, you're like, whoa, okay, this is super liquidy. Kim said that she wanted to include oils because when she was dealing with psoriasis on her face, which she doesn't anymore, so she would add a pump of oil to her moisturizer and then put it on her face.
What is her skin type?
That's a great question. I do not know.
I mean, well, if she has psoriasis, obviously there's some sensitivity there.
Well, here's the thing though. She said that she doesn't get it on her face anymore. It's not something that she deals with anymore on her face or hasn't in a while at least. So there's 2 exfoliating products, the AHA toner, and then there is a legit exfoliant, and she was a woman after my own heart. It's a double mechanical and enzymatic exfoliator. It helps the cell turnover and skin resurfacing. It has a pomegranate and pumpkin enzymes. And then I asked a cosmetic chemist, Javon Ford, about like why that product to me was so effective, but still gentle. And he said it was because the mechanism used to exfoliate, like the little beads that you feel, are baking soda and magnesium oxide as the abrasives. And so one thing she said that I was like, yes, thank you. It actually feels like it's exfoliating the skin. It's not like those micro beads that, you know, have been outlawed at this point. It just feels like you're rubbing crap on your face and that's it. It's like you are actually like getting shit off of your face. That by far, I think, is my favorite product, the exfoliator. There is a hyaluronic acid serum.
Shocking.
But I like it, and it has this really lovely smell. One of the ingredients is the Rosa centifolia flower. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a sweet smell, but floral too. I like actually enjoy putting it on my face because of that. There's a vitamin C8 serum, which when I consulted cosmetic chemists for this, they said that they really liked the fact that it uses ethyl ascorbic acid because it's a very stabilized form of vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And Javon Ford, again, one of the cosmetic chemists that I consulted, he said that it includes an ingredient, which is the fourth ingredient in it, and it's a penetration enhancer that allows the vitamin C to be better absorbed by the skin, which would increase the efficacy of it. There's a firming face cream, and I think this is really interesting, Sarah. I think you're going to like this. So I was asking, like, what would be in this firming face cream? Because Kim thinks this is going to be the standout product that people gravitate towards. It is a cream, okay? Mm-hmm. But it does not leave your face looking greasy at mm-hmm. all. It just kind of just absorbs into the skin, and then you're like, oh, thank God. I wear it night and day.
Does your face feel tighter after, like in a lifted way?
It doesn't feel tighter, but my skin does look different when I wear it. And I wear it under makeup. She said she wanted everything to work together so that you could wear it under makeup without pilling. She specifically mentioned she did not want any pilling with these products.
What is the firming ingredient?
Okay, so I asked, what is it? And he said for immediate firming, probably it's the magnesium aluminum silicate, which is a clay that tightens the skin. It's one of the main ingredients in the Peter Thomas Roth Instant Firm RX product that went viral last year. Super interesting. And then there's an eye cream, which I like, lightweight, oil drops, and then a night oil. The oil drops also have the Vita-C glow oil. So it's a oil-soluble form of vitamin C in that, and then a night oil. I do not think Kim cares about reaching Gen Z. I asked her who this brand was for. She said 25 and up, and that she really didn't want to cap it any specific age because the people that she gave these products to test were like her mom's age, women older than her. She's 41. So she's like, I'm really making products for people like me and with my skin concerns.
And it's also expensive.
It is. It is. This is prestige. This is prestige pricing, which I was actually a little surprised about. Everything is refillable. So you're going to get the products and you can buy, for instance, the cleanser for $43. And then the refill that comes inside is $37. The exfoliator is $55 with a $47 refill. This one got me. Even though I like the hyaluronic acid serum, I'm like, I'm not paying $90 for the HA serum, babe. I like it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I woke up this morning. I was like, damn, my skin looks good. It looks even. It looks not irritated. The oils, for me, a little too liquidy in consistency, and I kind of...
So are you meant to like wear the cream and then put an oil at the top?
You can, or you can use it alone.
Okay.
It's really up to you. They're all meant to work together. There's not a main ingredient hero here. It's not like based around one ingredient.
Olive oil.
But I will say, Sarah, I think you might like the oil drops, the oil drops and the night oil. I think you're going to like them, but I am interested in your thoughts on like the mechanism because they're not droppers. I like a dropper if I'm using an oil personally mm-hmm. and they're pumps. And I'm sure that there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm.
Probably the fact that it's like the watery texture maybe.
Yeah. But I feel like it would be easier because it has more of like a liquidy, watery texture.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They are clean, but that's not the focus of this brand. That's not the story they're trying to tell. They made them clean because I think, you know, that's what a lot of people want to. They're not anti-clean messaging, but they're also not like shoving clean in your face. They're cruelty-free, vegan. They're formulated without gluten, sulfates, phenoxyethanol.
Sure.
BHT and PEGs. In terms of the sustainability factor, this is the statement that they gave. Skin by Kim is committed to contributing to a less wasteful beauty industry. Our refills are made of 50% PCR and are 100% recyclable, except for the pump. And the craft bags that the refills arrive in are 100% compostable. It will come in this stone-like primary packaging, and that is not recyclable, but it is refillable. I think it's very similar to the way other brands are kind of operating in this space, or at least trying to. But yeah, for me personally, like, I've been talking about the 40 essence. I love that they're not like really trying to cater to young people. No offense to young people, obviously, but like, for me, this feels like an elevated brand for her. And I think she really does want to take herself out of it, even though literally her name is in this brand.
I mean, not completely out of it.
That wouldn't be Kim.
That wouldn't be Kim.
That would not be Kim.
Where is it available? Is it direct to consumer?
Direct to consumer, Skin by Kim on June 21st. I want to pitch Allure like, hey, do you want me to do like a full review of the line?
After like a month?
Yeah, after I get some time to really try it. Because like, you know, this is like the release info. This is not necessarily totally like an in-depth on every product.
I'm super excited. I was chatting with Joanna Check about it. And she's like, you're going to love the products. It took 2 years of approving. And I was like, well, if Joanna says she likes it.
I'll tell you this much, like, just based on the amount of like approvals that we've had to go through to like just get images, I can only imagine how long it took to like get these formulas finalized.
Oh my God, I could not imagine.
But yeah, I'm curious. For me, if you're looking into something, I would say firming moisturizer and
the exfoliator.
Yes. But some of y'all aren't going to like the exfoliator, so whatever. Link in bio, y'all. Okay, Sarah, give us the skinny on this news. This was kind of big news, but then I was like, maybe it's not that big of a news. I don't know.
Like, big news, but we kind of saw it coming, right? So Emily Weiss, yes, announced she is stepping down as the CEO of Glossier, and the current chief commercial officer, Kyle Leahy, L-E-A-H-Y, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, apologies, will be stepping in and replacing her. She actually worked at Nike previously and helped like rebrand Cole Haan. So she has like a lot of experience in the industry, maybe not specifically beauty, but in sort of rebranding and revitalizing brands. Emily Weiss will not be completely leaving Glossier. She is going to still serve as executive chairwoman, where she says she'll focus on the areas that I love: product, creative, anything that makes yours and my heart beat just a little bit faster. And apparently, any changes that'll be happening, most of Glossier's sales will remain through e-commerce. But Leah said that her priority is to build the infrastructure needed to meet demand. She plans to extend Glossier's distribution through wholesale partners globally, which the company has long shied away from in favor of its own website. We've talked about this a million times, how, you know, maybe that was the missed opportunity for Glossier. Although for a very long time, I mean, they were the ones who sort of made DTC, they put it on the map as like the way to sell beauty. They plan on opening more stores in addition to its 4 permanent shops in LA, Seattle, Miami, and London. So what do you think?
I think it's smart. Like, Emily's pregnant.
Also that, I was like, maybe she just is like, I'm pregnant, I'm gonna like bow down and spend some time raising my kid, which I'm like, respect, you have made so much money and you've worked so hard. So go do that.
Being a founder and CEO is just very, very difficult. Being a CEO is not a joke. Like, you may be an effective founder, that doesn't make you an effective CEO. Like, you have to like know how to run an actual business to be an effective CEO. And I think that's like the demise of so many brands.
Yeah. And like manage people, the finance of it all. Like, it's just a job that, like Kirby said, you need experience in it. Which is why so many brands and startups from the last like 10, 15 years, we've seen like so many of them fall because of these like founder turned CEOs who have no idea what they're doing. Also because they're so young.
Was it Jen Atkin that told us that she like brought in a great CEO that like changed the game for her?
Probably her.
Because then Jen gets to focus on like innovation and like the creative stuff, which is like what founders really do really well. And I think the same thing with Emily. Like, I think people like to get dramatic when people step down. Maybe internally there was a call for her to like step down.
Right, from the board or something.
Yeah, and she's still on the board, I guess. But we don't know the internal politics of it all. But at the very least, she's still involved. It's not like they just like got rid of her. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's dramatic, but not as salacious as people think.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like a very happy decision. I mean, you know, Instagram is not real. But she did post some like really cute pictures with the new CEO and her little cute little bump. So yeah, I'm interested to see what happens to Glossier next. If they will continue to be successful, if they can sort of rise again. TBD.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Thank you everyone for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms. Gloss Angeles was created by us, Kirby Johnson, and Sarah Tan. It's part of the Acast Network and licensed by Vice Media Group.